At the food court at the ISU Memorial Union, I met up with Tyler Eaton, a student from Independence, Iowa. He knows a thing or two about banking.
I am a senior in finance. I was president of the ISU Finance Club for 1 year.
Like many students, Eaton gets financial aid through Iowa State, and there's usually money left over after he pays tuition and fees.
All excess loans and student aid is directly deposited into a bank account.
And in many cases, that's an account with the banking giant, U.S. Bank. Bank representatives come to student orientation and market checking accounts to students. The student's ID card automatically becomes a debit card, and financial aid refunds provide the capital to start up the account. U.S. Bank pays Iowa State $300,000 a year for the privilege. That worries student loan ombudsman at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Rohit Chopra.
Students and their families may be perceiving that the school has chosen a product because it is more competitive or lower cost than what the student could find elsewhere. And the CFPB found that in many cases, this was just not the situation.
Chopra says schools are required to disclose financial ties with credit card companies, and they are not allowed to promote particular student loan providers. But that doesn't cover debit cards and checking accounts.
So some of the same practices that many found troubling in the student loan market seem to be reappearing in this market as well.
In the past, at some universities, Chopra says employees got kickbacks for driving volume to certain student lenders. He says now with the debit cards, the relationship may get too cozy with bank employees working right in the student ID office at some schools. And at a recent hearing in Washington, students complained about excessive fees with the debit card accounts. ISU's University Treasurer Joan Piscitello submitted information for that hearing.
We're very open about this relationship. We try very hard to communicate to students and parents that this is an option. It is not required.
And the treasurer says it's up to parents and students to decide how the U.S. bank fees compare with those, for example, of a student's hometown bank. Terry Charest with U.S. Bank Corporate Relations in Minneapolis says they're competitive.
Our student checking account, which actually is really good, it's recognized by Money Magazine, has been for the past couple of years, is one of the best in the country for students.
Tyler Eaton kept his hometown bank account back in Independence, where he says he gets a better deal on ATM fees. And he thinks students do feel some pressure to sign up with U.S. Bank. But the ISU treasurer says they crack down hard if that happens at orientation.
One day I was down there and there was a U.S. Bank employee that was trying to be very helpful and was what a student or a family might consider pushy, kind of in your face, this is a great thing, you should do this. And I told U.S. Bank that this person should not come back. And that person didn't come back.
Meanwhile, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau investigation continues. There's some discussion about a debit card code of conduct for universities. In the meantime, the Bureau says they're beefing up their consumer outreach so parents and students will be better informed about the debit card deals ahead of next fall's freshman orientation. In Ames, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.